What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show here. Hour number two, we have open phone lines right now, a few of them at any rate. Area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Rick in Portland. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike, and thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
I have been troubling me quite a bit here the last few days. I'd like to talk about the Pfizer jab. My significant other a few weeks ago got the COVID jab, and she knew how I felt about it and did not tell me, and we were intimate many times since she got the jab, and then she went ahead and got the second jab as well. She got the jab for the same reason that you and Claire did, so that you could see so she could see her mother, who was in a care home.
Yeah.
My question to you is, do you believe, or what do you think about my safety? We all hear that, you know, the jab changes your DNA and bodily fluids can transfer and this kind of stuff. It's been tearing me apart. You know, I'm at the point where, you know, I'm thinking about dumping her, frankly, because I'm scared to death that, you know, something's going to happen to me. Am I being irrational? Go ahead.
No, you're not being irrational, but you may be overreacting. The part of the vaccine that sheds is called the spike protein. And the spike protein does, you know, it's got its own problems, but it does not affect, you know, DNA or RNA. It is, in fact, the byproduct of the alteration of the DNA by the mRNA shot. But there are growing concerns that the spike protein can trigger COVID symptoms in people nearby, and that in the long term it can lead to some neurological problems.
So you would tell me then that I'm overreacting, that I probably don't have, I'm not risking my health by being with her, and that I'm just to chill out. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, you're risking your health just by living on this planet with all these pharmaceutical corporations and billionaires playing around with the code of life. But I don't know, until the next starship pulls up and offers you safe travel to someplace free of this kind of stuff, I think you are as much at risk staying where you are as you would be going someplace else.
Okay, now, may I talk about Black Lives Matters in Portland for a moment?
Certainly.
Okay, the other day they marched past my house, a couple hundred of them, blocking the roads, driving down the road, two cars abreast, blocking all traffic, beating their drums and stuff, carrying automatic weapons. As you may or may not know, violent crime in Portland has increased. Gun shootings have increased over 100%. We've already had somewhere approaching 400 this year. Mm-hmm. And then finally, regarding Columbia County that you talked about, my friend lives out there, and most people are in favor of that. I'm kind of surprised in a sense that Columbia County being pretty Republican, not nearly as liberal as Portland, is being confronted with some kind of lawsuit. It's surprising to me. Anyway, thank you for your opinion. I'll give it some consideration. I think other people as well probably have the same question regarding the vaccine that I have. You know, I understand it, that there are concerns with the prions now.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
I was just agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Anyway, thank you, Mike, for the reassurance there. You know, I don't know what to do. It's been tearing me up for weeks. Thank you. I love your show. You're one of the smartest people I know on the radio. Thank you again.
Well, thank you for the phone call. One of the problems we have been dealing with all along is it's hard to get reliable, accurate information as opposed to sales pitches that are being shoved at us from all directions by anybody with a fast buck to be made. All right, we're going to go to Jim in New York. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike. Oh, hi, Mike. I enjoy Kelly from Austin or Texas. He's a very good caller, very intelligent. But I have to disagree with him on comparing Biden to President Carter. Mm-hmm. He's one of the worst presidents. I mean, how can anyone compare card or to George W. Bush. You know, it amazes me the short memories Americans have. And, you know, did Carter lie us into a war with Iraq? Did Carter legitimize torture? Did Carter double the debt like George W. Bush? Did Carter let 9/11...
No, you raised some important points there. Bush was definitely a lot worse for the country than Carter.
I mean, I'm just astounded. I mean, Carter didn't set the interest rates. That was the Federal Reserve. A lot of things weren't in Carter's control.
Mm-hmm.
Carter had no control over OPEC, the Federal Reserve. I think Carter was in many ways a victim of circumstances.
Well, you know, he got set up in terms of that aborted mission to rescue the Iranian hostages. The aircraft that were sent in were sabotaged to keep them from accomplishing their mission because Bush and Reagan wanted those hostages to remain held by Iran to help swing the election to Reagan, which is ultimately what happened.
Yes, and I think Carter fell afoul of the Israeli lobby, and that's why he was a goner. I think.
Well, Carter was a reactionary president. You know, he got in because the nation was disgusted with Richard Nixon.
Yes, yes, but I just can't see. I can think of at least two presidents who were far worse than Carter. And number one, the worst president in my lifetime was George W. Bush, a Republican.
Yes.
Number two, I would say, would be Obama. Number three, Clinton, who gave us NAFTA and the World Trade Organization, which we're still suffering today.
Mm-hmm.
So Carter, to me, he was somewhat of a victim of circumstance. I really can't, you know, and again, we fall into the Republican versus Democrat paradigm, and I can't see how anyone can compare Carter to George W. Bush Jr. Oh, my God. To me, he's by far the worst president. Another point. You know, be very careful. I think the Republicans are going to win the House and the Senate in 2022.
Only if we clean up this election fraud mess.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
if we don't actually make a big stink about having honest, verifiable elections, the Democrats will never lose another election for however long this country lasts.
Well, but remember, Republicans steal elections, too. So I
not
think,
on the same scale.
No, at least. But Bush Jr., there's questions if he won in 2000 and 2004. So, but my point is, be very careful what kind of Republicans you vote for. Now, I like Republicans like Ron Paul, and some local Republicans are very good. But, you know, just because the Democrats are bad, which I agree, that doesn't mean the Republicans are your friends. You know what they'll do when they get in? They'll try to cut wages. They'll try to cut your unemployment benefits. I mean, that's all they win on. They win on more defense spending. The Republicans win on tax cuts for billionaires.
Well, I mean, look at what Biden is doing in terms of, he talks a good talk about taxing the rich, but already they're gaming the system to allow the wealthy to get away with not paying taxes.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, everybody, today is the deadline. You know, we're all slaves today. You know, have to get in your forms by midnight.
But the Republicans, be very careful what kind of Republicans you vote for. If you're a registered Republican, get in the primaries and vote for Republicans who represent working people. And, you know, if you look at the Republicans, the 1965 immigration bill that destroyed this country, and by the way, Tom in Florida, people say he's repetitive or redundant. No, he's not. The immigration is destroying this country. Tom, you're right on the money. And it is the biggest issue going. You're going to destroy this country through immigration. So Tom is not being repetitive. He's right on the money. And the Republicans were for that. Remember, the Republicans love cheap labor. They always have. They hate unions. And, again, I'm not a Democrat, but I'm just saying be very careful what kind of Republicans you vote for. And it seems the Republican establishment, I'm not talking your rank-and-file Republicans, the Republican establishment, they hate working people, and they always have. They want to cut their wages and their benefits to poverty levels so they can increase their stock portfolios. And one more, a shout-out to Dan in Washington. I really enjoy him. And next to Tom, he's my favorite caller. And Dan, he sees what the Republican establishment is. The Republican establishment. They worship money. Money is their god. They'll sell all working people down the toilet. And Dan in Washington gets it. One more thing. I don't call often, so I hope you give me some time. Congratulations to Layla.
Yes.
Wonderful show last night at 10 o'clock Sunday night. I'm a big fan of Layla. She was terrific. She's a wealth of knowledge, and she did a great job. Hoping she calls today. But I'm very glad that RBN gave Layla her own show, and she was terrific. And that's it. Thank you very much, Mike, and you have a great day.
All right, same to you. And we have phone lines open right now, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Chris in Virginia. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hello. Yeah, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I want to tell you a quick story and hit on one little thing after that real quick. Just to give you an idea of what's going on the ground here in Virginia, or probably happening everywhere, actually. But here in Richmond, Virginia, we got a couple of music stores next to each other, right next to each other. One's a Guitar Center, and one's a Sam Ash. One's a Sam Ash. Probably heard of both. And literally, they're right next to each other. And my dad bought something and told me that they had just looked at the mask mandate Friday night, and he went there Saturday, bought something, said that he told me that they asked him for his vaccine card. So I was pretty upset about that. I actually called
the store.
Yeah, I called the store, and the lady or manager confirmed that they're asking for the vaccine card or the photo ID with all this blah 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 blah. I didn't waste any time with her because I knew it was just, you know, so I called corporate Sam Ash, talked to some nasty lady. They're based out of New York. Talked to some lady who was pretty nasty. She basically said, if you don't have your proof of vaccination, you cannot come in the store without wearing a mask. I was like, okay, I'll never shop in your store ever again, told her. So then I called Guitar Center and talked to someone in there, and they were like, oh, no, man, no big deal. You know, if you feel uncomfortable wearing a mask, or if you want to wear a mask, or you don't want to wear one, it's up to you. So that was really interesting, right?
Yeah.
But with these dumb people being left to these decisions that are going to create catastrophes. I just wanted to hit that real quick. And then the other
thing. Well, they're killing their own business. I mean, Claire and I have got vaccine cards, but I'm not going to do business with a store, you know, that demands to see my ID, you know, every time I go on in there. I mean, I'm delighted Walmart has finally stopped requiring a mask to shop there. But, I mean, really, it's reached the point where, you know, I think we all need to put our foot down and say we're going to go where we're allowed to be free.
Awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to put that out there because that's real intel. It's really happening. And so other thing I wanted to hit real quick was something that I think never, ever, ever talked about with it, with regards to the vaccine and the status.
Mm-hmm.
Not having to wear a mask and all. And the group of people that's never, ever talked about, and you know why, is the people that got the COVID and recovered from it. And what is the deal with them?
Yeah,
and you know why they
don't
talk about that.
They don't need a vaccine.
Right, and nobody's talking about this. It's never mentioned anywhere. Talk about So I just wanted to bring that up, too. What did you think about that? I mean, where?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense other than the context of, you know, the more needles get stuck in arms, the more money the pharmaceutical companies are making.
And that's where this becomes like Nazi Germany-level nightmarishness.
Oh, yeah. No, it's classic fascism, you know, corporate interests in government working against the general population.
I just wish it was talked about more, Mike, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it's not fair. Like for me today, the employer came to me today and they discussed the COVID policy and all, which I won't go into. It's no big deal. They're actually pretty good about it. But I just brought up the fact that what I just mentioned, and they didn't really have an answer. So it's not being dealt with. So I just wanted to mention that as well. And great show. Thanks. I'll let somebody else get on here. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. We're going to let you go. We have phone lines open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. Yeah, you know, I got to say I agree with Jim there from New York on what he says. And, you know, these Republicans are they're just famous at doing nothing, and then when they get elected, they still don't do anything. But the ones who are in, if you try... You know, ask them to do anything to slow any of this up. There are no resistance whatsoever, and that's what I wanted to get to you about. How is it this Biden just does anything he wants? There's no congressional vote on it. It's just a dictatorship, you know. Like you're
mm-hmm.
telling what you mentioned, he's using the COVID reserve money or whatever the hell it was there.
The surplus, yeah.
And he's going to use... Yeah, for illegal aliens. Well, surplus, I mean, that's the American taxpayers' money. That's
yes, it is.
I would call that a surplus, but I'm not a politician. So, you know, how is this going on? He's just using and misappropriating this and that and the other, and not a word out of this Kevin McCarthy clown or none of these derelicts from the Republican Party. Just everything's nice and warm and fuzzy and cozy
mm-hmm.
and... Yeah, I mean, what is that? How is he getting away with this? And why is there no pressure from even any, you know, I mean, you would think that maybe one or two of the Republicans might be out of line with some of that and might say, well, you know, yeah, you know, we should maybe possibly potentially take a look at this or send it through
mm-hmm.
a committee or something. How is this going? Do you have any idea, Michael, how is this going on?
Well, you know, it's
I mean,
the good old boys club and...
You
know, they're there to attack the Democrats. The Democrats are there to attack the Republicans. But within their own ranks, it's all nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more.
Well, I think the Democrats...
I mean, look at how they're protecting Hunter Biden.
Yeah. I think the Democrats do all the attacking because the Republicans don't know how to go on the attack. So I think they're totally defensive. But
Miles, I got to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Don't hang up.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy.
Welcome back to our show here. We have lines open, 512-248-8252. We're talking with Miles in Maine. And Miles, if you could just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, and then another one, as you mentioned, we're going to be selling, and you know what that means anything, but we're going to be selling these weapons now to Israel, apparently. Mm-hmm. You never hear of anything, it's up in front of a committee, or it's going before a committee, or it's coming to a full vote of the House or the Senate or both.
Mm-hmm.
You never hear anything, and now here we go with this. And then one last thing I wanted to say is I'm really missing not hearing Paul from New Jersey call in. And I'll tell you, that's a guy who could put on a great show right there, Paul from New Jersey.
Okay.
But anyway, Michael, can you tell me about this? Tell us about this, selling this stuff to Israel, and why there's no check on this, why this is just unadulterated. And thank you.
Well, because, you know, Israel has a lock on our government. I mean, in theory, under the letter of the law, the United States is only supposed to sell defensive weapons to Israel. But the reality is that that is not the case. They're just ignoring the laws and the agreements.
Where's the Supreme Court on this stuff?
Well, this is really the jurisdiction of the executive branch, and the Supreme Court doesn't really come into it. Remember the separation of powers doctrine.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe they should. It seems like if somebody just, if they're just arbitrarily doing these things and they're violating treaties, and who else would decide it then if we can't rely on them? What, do we take it to the United Nations?
Yeah, that might be one place to do it, but unfortunately the United States has veto power on the Security Council. The General Assembly can pass resolutions, but they're not really binding.
I don't know. I don't know the answers myself, Michael, but something needs to be done about this, this unbalanced, unchecked, uncontrollable operation.
No, we can always hope for a couple of well-placed asteroids to hit.
Yeah, as long as if we can get the right info from NASA, I suppose. But, Michael, thank you very much, and have a great show.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Ken in New York. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I came in a little late today. Did you see a story about Suffolk County Department of Health Services paused dispensing of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at its clinics?
No, I
heard
did
this
not.
On the...
What was the reason?
There's an extremely rare clotting problem.
Yes.
Extremely rare. This is a health department. Oh, and it's been reported that six people have received that vaccine in the United States that had this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not more. Not one more. Not one less. Six. So I'm beginning to think that this whole business about them complaining that they had a production problem, I think they were just setting that up as an excuse.
Well, there was they went and did an examination of the Johnson & Johnson's facility, and they found it was definitely not up to par in terms of safety and cleanliness.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
It says that the six cases occurred among women between the ages of 18 and 48, and symptoms occurred 6 to 13 days after vaccination.
Okay. Well, I know in Europe the numbers are actually quite a bit higher, and that's why, I think Norway it is, they banned one of the vaccines for blood clots. I think it may have been the AstraZeneca.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Johnson & Johnson bad news is just starting to come out, and this was actually made it to the local radio I was listening mm-hmm. to while I worked. Now, I looked it up, and naturally, Google has it buried as far as I can see. I used DuckDuckGo, and it came up as the first piece of news.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have lines open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Ken in Illinois. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Michael. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
I just wanted to say that something that ties all this in together, and by all, I mean just about every topic we talk about on the show, is the funny money from the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. Enabling now a government that spends, what are we up to now, Mike? We're borrowing 70 cents on every dollar we spend.
And something like that. I mean, it's really wildly out of control.
Yeah, absolutely. Past the point of no return with unfunded liabilities, putting us in the whole approximately $200 trillion. So taxation is theft, and I understand all that, and in my heart I agree with that, but I understand how that's maybe not feasible. Low taxation might be best. Whatever, we can sort that out later. But right,
all right
now,
well, Ken, listen, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after this brief commercial break, so stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show, and it just came on in that the United States has for the third time blocked the United Nations Security Council from taking any action regarding Israel and Palestine. We have open lines right now, area code 512-248-8252, and we're talking with Ken in Illinois about the Federal Reserve and all that funny money and the government's very bad spending habits, which you can't live like that. You and I can't do that. When we run out of money, we have to stop buying stuff. But not so the federal government. They've got this incredible credit card, and the payment for that card gets sent to us. And like I said, today's the deadline to get your tax forms in.
That's right. Now, the funny thing is, for decades, if you look at the graphs now, our taxation has neither enabled government spending nor held it back.
No.
We are a banana republic.
Yes.
The fiat currency, the technocracy, the communism, the Marxism, the corporatism. What is this? We don't even have a name for this. It's a hybrid fascism of the worst of every system, or at least it's becoming that very quickly. It's just math. Math and history. I'll let you go. Shout out to Tom. Oh, Miles.
I'm surprised you haven't called in
Layla.
Today.
Nice job, Layla. Well, fingers crossed. All right, Mike,
all right,
I'll leave it there. We'll let the people
call.
Do the math and then...
Did you have something else to say, Ken? No, I guess he's gone. All righty. The phone lines are now completely open. Area code 512-248-8252. And as we were mentioning coming out of the commercial break, once again, the United States has blocked the Security Council from taking any kind of an action regarding what's going on between Israel and Palestine. And if Israel is seen as a rogue nation, then the United States is seen as one as well, because it is the only member of the Security Council that does not want Israel to be basically reined back in terms of stealing Palestinian land and then bombing the Palestinians when they dare to fight back. And that's exactly what's going on over there. You know, the Israel moved on in, started stealing Palestinian land, started shooting them, throwing them in prison, burning their crops, bulldozing their homes, and then they get this attitude about how dare the Palestinians fight back, and that's exactly what they're acting like. You know, how indignant they all are that the Palestinians would have a problem with that. Okay, let's see. Getting on to some other news now while we wait for some phone calls here. Let's see. There's a story. This is coming out of Investment Watch blog. Why are the media ignoring data showing a massive COVID-19 vaccine death spike? Well, because that would hurt the profits of the vaccine manufacturers. And somebody sent me an animated graph of this over the weekend showing that as more and more people are being vaccinated, there are, in fact, more and more vaccine deaths. But from the point of view of the pharmaceutical companies, this is an acceptable loss because they can't be sued under the U.S. law. And so they can just put anything they want in those vaccines. And they can cause whatever harm they want and maybe even make more money by selling you the cure for the illness they just gave you. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I agree with those guys that Jimmy Carter was not that bad at all. Jimmy Carter did not go to war anyplace for 4 years. Mm-hmm. That's he's the only guy just about that knew. Even Clinton bombed the hell out of some places.
Yes.
And, so did Obama.
Especially when Monica Lewinsky was going to talk to the press, I think he's sending cruise missiles to Sudan and one other place on that same day.
Right. And Jimmy Carter, I think one reason that a lot of people always, without even saying anything about it, they just, the reason, without the reason, they say he was the worst president there ever was. I think one thing he did that did not sit right with some of the deep state, he said that Israel is an apartheid country. He
yes.
actually said that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did not kowtow completely to Israel. I mean, I don't know. I guess he still gave him aid and everything like that. But, yeah, Jimmy Carter, no way you can say he was, I just don't understand that. I mean, that's just some people are just shields for the Republicans. And like Alex Jones will say that all the time. Jimmy Carter was horrible, you know, all that. No, Jimmy Carter was not horrible. He didn't go to war. He wasn't that bad. He let Willie Nelson smoke a joint on the roof of the White House, you know, so he wasn't that bad.
Okay.
I'll let you go, Mike. That's all I got. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Long time no hear from. What's on your mind?
Mike, now you can smoke a joint anywhere. Right?
Well, still can't hear in Indiana, although I understand it's close.
Well, Indiana's got to get with the times. Come on, man. Indiana. Who is the governor over there?
Holcomb.
I mean, well, does he want tax revenue?
Don't they all want tax revenue?
Yeah, well, I mean, Mike, I'm going to have to, well, I'm going to have to tell you, you know, you got the Johnson & Johnson, so declare. I know you're doing
yes.
fine. I told you I got the Moderna, but
yeah.
last Wednesday I got the second shot. And then that night, you know, my arm got a little sore where I lifted it up and it kind of hurt. So, but, you know, by Thursday I was able to easily move it around. So, I mean, that listener who called and wants to like, think about dumping his girl, dude, don't dump your girl. I mean, come on now, man. You
yeah.
know, don't dump your girl. I mean, Jesus Christ. You know, listen, come on. You know, invite her over for dinner. Have a drink. Do the usual thing. Jeez, man, come on. And now on Kelly and Miles and blaming Joe Biden for the gas prices or the 2x4 prices that go up. And then you had a listener like a while ago. The beef prices went up. Remember that? That listener's like,
yeah.
the meat prices went up. I mean, come on, man. You know,
over by where that pipeline got shut down, it's hit $7 a gallon over there.
Yeah, you know what's funny, Mike? The Colonial Pipeline... We're at the tail end because, you know, New Jersey has
yeah.
refineries and stuff. You know, I get high tech, you know, Supreme, Super, Ultra, whatever you want to call it nowadays. It's like $3.47 a gallon for Super. That's what I get in my car, you know.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's not, I mean, the reason why Colonial Pipeline wasn't, the pipeline wasn't hacked, guys. Like, the company was hacked to steal data of information from the company. The pipeline wasn't hacked to shut it down. Colonial Pipeline shut it down as a precaution, which is kind of odd if they really didn't have security. You know what I mean? There was no security threat of the pipeline
mm-hmm.
if their data got stolen from the company itself. So it's kind of odd, you know. But, I mean, everything's going to be, you know, I mean, like, what's the prices of Indiana? Like, when's the last time you, like, went to a gas station or anybody?
Just a few days ago, and it was about $3.50 a gallon for regular.
Yes, I mean, and plus, you know, we're in that weather, we're in that season now, so, I mean, guy, everything's going to return to normal with the gas prices. The whole problem with people putting it in plastic bags,
there's already been one major fire because of that.
Mike, it just never ends, this stupidity.
No.
Of just not Americans, but just everyday human beings. I mean, just nobody's. I mean, I just don't understand. People can't do any basic research or buy a gas can. Like, there's no shortage of gas cans.
No,
I just
there
don't
isn't.
Understand. I mean, the prices have gone up, though, because it's like $23 and change for a Scepter gas can at Home Depot. So I think
yeah.
they used to be $17, so it kind of went up. But, Mike, but yeah, with Kelly and Miles with the 2x4 prices, they're blaming Joe Biden for all that. And Joe Biden,
mm-hmm.
yeah, he's part of the group. You know, the same with Trump and Obama. It doesn't matter who you vote for anymore, guys. I mean, there is issues, but it's just the overall policies remain the same. Guys, you had the trade war under Trump, right? That didn't
mm-hmm.
do very well, right? The farmers found that out with soybeans.
Yes.
And Broadcom found that out with the chip sales to China.
Yes.
But then you had the pandemic, which is a supply and demand problem. And did you hear about the HDMI clock chips? A lot of companies like Realtek and stuff, they're all buying up pre-orders of like chips for everything because there's shortages now because of the buying up of certain
orders. Yeah, they're actually
creating
the shortages in their panic.
Yeah, but Mike, HDMI clock chips, which is like important in the HDMI chip, it's you know the HDMI connector itself. You need the clock chip.
Yes.
I found out, Mike. There's going to be it might return to normal. You ready for this? In April of 2022. That's crazy, right? Guys, it's just like a supply and demand problem. You got inflation through every president. So, I mean, just to blame one person, this is, you know, get used to it. Get used to it because it's not gonna stop. You know, like the dollar's going down. We've been talking about this for years before Trump was in. You know, before Trump was in, we talked about this. Okay, so just,
mm-hmm.
you know, it doesn't, it does, doesn't basically hurt to help, you know, people have a full tank of gas. You know, like you wait till last minute and sitting in line. All those people sitting in line because they're all rushing to the gas station. If most of those people had a gas tank filled, they wouldn't be having to rush to line, you know. So you have that. You got food prices going up. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going up in price. But, I mean, you just got to be frugal about things, you know. But, I mean, I just don't see anything really changed. I talked about this a while ago.
Well, there, it's not tight now, but I think people are looking at the trend, and they're concerned that the trend is basically leading to a place where they're going to actually have to choose between gas in the car and food on the table. Food on the table, paying the rent. There was talk about inflation, food inflation reaching the point where 40% of your money is going to go just to eat. And, you know, frugal only gets you so far if the cost of living exceeds what you're making.
Yeah, but Mike, how often do you eat out? I mean, since the pandemic, I really don't, I only ate out like once a week.
You know, Pandemic, I don't eat out at all. She likes to know what's inside our food. But still and all, going to the supermarket, you know, we're seeing food prices go up.
Well, yeah, everything goes up. I mean, I'm saying, like, if you buy a bag of rice or a pasta or vegetables, I mean, you can live off that. I mean, it's not like you're going to starve to death in the corner somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, I really don't eat too much beef. I like fish, you know, but I'm not a vegetarian, you know. But, Mike, but one more thing. I hope Layla, her show's on tonight, right? What time is that on?
No, it was on last night at 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, I missed.
Did she
take calls?
I believe she did, yes. I didn't actually listen to the show myself.
See, I thought it was on tonight. So Sunday night it's on.
Yes.
Okay. And Mike, have a good show. You know, I'm still listening to you. And that guy, don't dump your girlfriend. Come on, man. Like, please, you know? I mean, let's be real about this, okay? Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch to Sanford in Florida. Hello, Sanford. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hi. I don't think I ever spoke to you before, but I've been listening for a few months. And
okay.
I want to say, I heard Layla last night, and I was so surprised because it was her first show she ever hosted. She was fantastic. Now, I'm not saying I agree with everything she said, but she was a good speaker, and she took phone calls. And, you know, I think she needs more time to explain her point of view. Maybe I would agree with her. And as far as the shot, I took the Pfizer shots. I got sick each time I had the shots, but, you know, I had to make a decision. I take the shot or not, so I decided to take it. Now, can I move on and say something else?
Yeah, sure.
I want to say something that I've noticed that, you know, I mean, I wasn't counting, but I would say about 90% of the talk show hosts give jabs to Israel. The way we talk about the COVID jab on our arm, most of you guys are jabbing Israel. If we're really talking about the station of a free speech, why can't we invite someone from an Israeli consulate or someone who can speak much better than me? Because, I mean, if you ask me, I would tell you, yes, I'm a Jewish Zionist, and I'm proud to be one, but... You know, I'm not in a position to really take phone calls the way you're getting. I mean, a lot of your
hosts, Israel basically has the corporate media in this country on their side, and in order for us to strike a position of balance, we have to provide a platform for the Palestinian side.
Well, okay, but my point of view is that your station, I've never heard you have a guest speaker or a host that would take the Israeli side, because I just can't believe... I mean, I've heard people... In fact, I called up Patrick Slattery and I don't think I spoke to Jeremy, but I heard these guys. I've heard people say on this show, including Patrick and Jeremy, that I'm an evil person, that I come from an evil race, and so many things, just ridiculous. But I'm not in a position that I think that Patrick Slattery is very well educated. And so when it comes to that, I would give credit where credit is due. And a lot of your people are educated. And me, I don't really think I could stand up to them. Not that what my position is false, no, but it takes talent to be a talk show host.
It does that. Sanford, I hate to do this to you, but you can hear the music playing. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
Okay, welcome back to our show, last segment of the program today, and we're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, okay, I just heard Dustin's misinformed rant about inflation and gas prices and whatever. Look, I spent 10 days out in West Texas a couple of weeks ago driving up and down area out there looking for trying to identify sites for our field trip. So I've got the gas price to show for it. And I will assure Dustin and anybody else who wants to question that what I saw was not typical of seasonal increases in gas prices. And in fact, when I submit the invoice or the tickets to the American Institute of Professional Geologists Texas section for reimbursement, they're going to gag.
Okay.
What we see now is bad, and it's the beginning. It heralds the beginning of something that's going to be a lot worse. And it absolutely baffles me that someone can look at what's happening right now and not think that anything that idiot Biden has done has not had an immediate and will not have a long term dramatic impact on fuel prices, energy prices across the board in this country. This country is looking long term at some serious problems. Period.
Yes.
I'll send you the gas tickets if you want to look at them. They were horrendous, and that was just starting. They were probably 50 cents to a dollar for more per gallon than they were 6 months ago. Period.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'd like to hear Dustin refute that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much here. And Miles called back in. You've got a clarification. What's on your mind?
Yeah, with Dustin, I don't understand. I don't know what he's smoking up there in New Jersey, but when you take billions of barrels of oil off and you nix projects just arbitrarily that are keeping these gas prices down and keeping a competitive balance so you can keep these prices low for the consumer, what does he think is going to happen with prices? Now, with the 2x4 and the wood situation, I never blame that on Biden. I just said they've gone up. But I'm going to tell you what I will blame on Biden, the same thing that Dustin would blame on Trump. Biden could be setting up an economic committee, an economic task force, and say, why is every single thing going up since I've been president? He's done nothing. Just like you'd say to Trump, Trump does nothing. He's done nothing, this guy. He's a buffoon, Dustin. Thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you. And real quick, Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. What's on your mind?
Yeah, as many years as I've watched politics, I don't expect anything out of Democrats or Republicans. If we don't understand at this point that they're working together to destroy this country, a la Cloward and Pivens, they're working together. I quit the Republicans when Newt Gingrich and the contract on America, we used to call it the contract for America, and then as they sat there with all the power and did nothing, I finally understood, just like I understood Bill Clinton lied to me when he passed NAFTA 6 weeks into his term with a lame duck Republican Congress. So stop expecting them to do anything. Here's what I called,
okay, I'm Lauren, we're out of time. Can you call in tomorrow and finish up this comment? Because
okay,
I'd like to hear it, but I do have to let you go. Stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. This being Monday, I think Steve Elkin shares the microphone with him. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate, and we'll be back. Aloha, America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.